You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
We were going to do this whole thing where we had Bud Light beers and we would drink it and we were going to make a joke about how, you know, look, we didn't
We drink a Bud Light and we're still people.
And then we realized we would have to spend money.
Yeah.
On a beer that's pretty gross.
Yeah. And
Daddy don't want to do that.
Daddy don't buy beers he don't like.
We don't want to do that.
But I do got myself a nice New York beer here that I'm going to drink while I talk to you people.
That aren't paying us for sponsorship.
That are not paying us for sponsorship.
What's up, everybody? I'm Nikki Trends.
And I'm Manny Oso.
And you are listening to Bubble Bath Stories, your favorite 15-minute podcast. We heard you guys loud and clear last week.
Yeah.
When no one listened to the episode. So we're gonna make sure that this is like the best episode ever.
I mean, we just gotta know what you guys want anyways. But this last week, the thing to talk about has been something that wasn't even meant to be the thing to talk about, I don't think. Yeah, you know, like it's gone way further than it was supposed to, I think.
Yeah, we are talking about the Budweiser, Bud Light, I don't know, protest boycott. I don't even know it's really a boycott because people are buying things just to destroy it.
Yeah, right? Isn't that the weird part? And that's how it always works with these protests too. That's the nutty thing about it, why I can never get behind it. Buying the product just to destroy it. The company's got your money.
Yeah, like, I feel like the company can only lose money if, like, its shares go down.
Yeah,
like,
so.
Because investors are pulling out.
Yeah, but, so, like, that's kind of probably what's happening with this one.
Tommy Jones,
yeah,
who lives down the street, and he's like, I'm gonna buy this Bud Light, and I'm gonna destroy it, because I'm gonna teach him a lesson. The supermarket that bought their supply got their money. That particular region got its money. The corporation in whole has gotten the money. You have boycotted nothing.
Yeah, definitely. You're not, I don't think that contributes.
Can we talk about why they're boycotting in the first place?
Well, I mean, before we get into that, I do definitely want to address that this one is a little different. There has been repercussions as far as financially with the company, but we're going to get into that.
Okay.
Yeah, so can we talk about this boycott you said?
Yes, please.
Okay, so people got all up in arms because, what's her name?
Dylan.
Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah.
So TikTok star did her whole transition in front of everyone. So, you know, she's celebrated, you know. She's got a lot of different promotions that she does, actually. It's not just Nike and Bud Light. She does a lot of products.
Yeah, she's an influencer.
Yeah, she's an influencer. You know, whatever. She did one with Bud Light.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody's even seen the commercial, by the way.
It's very lackluster.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be up in arms about.
And so people see it, and a couple people see it, and they decide to get all up in arms about it. The rest of the world does because they have a transition individual as the spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it was supposed to be like a forever spokesperson thing.
No. From what it sounded like, it was just March Madness. It was probably because it was happening during March Madness.
Yeah, definitely. The commercial's just
it's not even sense. Yeah.
The commercial, I'm more upset about the content of the commercial than anything anybody's actually upset about.
It was very underwhelming. Like, yeah. I can't even believe people were upset about
like,
it.
How do you not, like, she says, oh, it's something about March Madness, which is about sport. Hold on, I don't know much about sports myself, but even to me, that's not within the realm of reasoning.
I mean, all the Republicans are boycotting their favorite beer.
Yeah, I think it started with Kid Rock
That was another stupid thing.
Yeah, so Kid Rock decided to do that video
where
he shot up an entire, like, bunch of cases of Bud Light.
Marjorie, whatever the hell her name is.
Marjorie Taylor Greene did the same thing. There was a
rally of some sort where they bulldozed.
Travis Tritt pulled all the Bud Light from his tour. So he's on tour right now.
Who the hell
country star.
Wow, he really showed his colors, huh?
Yeah, I mean...
Wow!
Yeah, he pulled it all from all his...
Whoa, yeah, God. Well, I mean, I guess his demographic's not gonna care, but like,
I think...
Whoa!
It's just... It's funny because imagine if this had happened in like August, right before football season.
Oof.
Like, I'm over here thinking, like, is the NFL going to be like, oh, yeah, we'll bow down as well and pull our ads? Or would they be like, yo, football is just going to keep going, so y'all...
I guess it would depend on which state is playing. Yeah. So, like, if the owner themselves probably doesn't want it on during their airtime or something, I'm sure there's a way around it.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, it's just... It happened in a time where there's not a lot of sports going on.
Yeah.
You know, we're between seasons on a lot of things. It happened for March Madness. And it wasn't supposed to be forever. If you watch the video and, like, look up the content of what she was promoting, mm-hmm. it was for a contest to win a bunch of beer. So it's like, yo, you guys, she's just giving beer away. That's all it is.
Also, like, grow up. You're still drinking Bud Light. Like, I get it. But I only drank that when we were playing beer pong.
That's been quite the lightning rod subject. Because when people look up statistics as far as sales, apparently sales for Bud Light have been going down.
Okay.
The new VP that got into Alyssa Heinchen. I don't know. I'm probably butchering the name. But she's the new VP at Bud Light, right? Mm-hmm. And so she had this idea to switch everything around and fix up their image from a frat boy type image to, you know, something more inclusive with everybody. Because they need more people buying beer because their sales were down. Now, here's a weird correlation. Aren't less people going to college?
You know, that is a good point because of COVID.
Yeah.
But also...
It's a college brand, right?
People... A part of the LGBTQ community really fucking drinking Bud Light.
I mean, maybe, like, maybe gay dudes, right?
No, I have better taste than that.
Leo, you're out there. You tell us. Do you drink Bud Light?
I can't even begin to imagine why you would, even an adult, if you're an adult, you have a job.
Yeah.
Why are you drinking that beer?
I mean, my dad drinks Bud Light if someone brings it over, but he doesn't, like, particularly buy it.
So, like, I can understand why the sales are good. I never particularly thought, if I even said a word, thought that beer was good.
I feel like Bud Light is the beer you bring over when you don't really want to spend money, but you want to bring something over.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if I bring... I'm about to sound really bad, but if I bring over a bottle of scotch and touches it, I'm taking that back. But if I bring over a 12 pack of Bud Light, y'all keep it. I'm not bringing that shit home.
Okay, so the boycott's happening, I suppose. Bud Light's already losing money.
Yeah.
So now everybody's switching up their beer habits to different alcohols.
Yeah.
So there's this video going around where this guy opens up his truck. He goes, ditch the Bud Light for Jack Daniels.
Uh-huh.
And then if you scroll on their website, it's a bunch of pride stuff.
Okay.
And it's funny. Yeah. Because, okay, now what are you going to drink?
Well, that is the funny thing, too, because these alcohol... companies.
Yeah.
They give money out to everyone.
Yes.
Everyone. And yes. If you do enough research, you'll see every single one of your beers, they give money out to everyone. And if they don't, it's not like they're going to say, no, we don't want you guys drinking our beer. Like, a lot of people are saying, oh, you should do Pabst Blue Ribbon because it's an American company and they don't support LGBTQ causes. But you're going to sit there and tell me that they wouldn't take the order for, like, the next Pride Parade to have, like...
Yeah, they would.
To supply all their beer?
They would.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys, the protest makes no sense. Like, if you're not for it, okay, just don't buy those particular beers.
Wait, I'm sorry. Didn't, like, 3 mass shootings just happen? Didn't the governor of Florida just pass a bill about how, like, it's gonna be mad easy to get guns?
Yeah.
And didn't he pass a bill, don't quote me on this, about how now rape and in victims of rape and incest now have to provide
proof that they were raped or incest.
That they were raped, or else they have to have their attacker's baby. Like, see how there's actual things happening? Do you see why the Bud Light thing is dumb as fuck? And I'm so mad that it's become what it's become.
I mean, that is a really great point. Talk about the distraction from hell. Like, you guys are on the ones who are upset about it and really putting that much passion into this type of protest. There's way bigger things going on, and this is what you're choosing to focus on. It was just a week-long promotion.
Get over yourselves.
Like,
get over yourself.
Why does it hurt you that bad? Like I understand. We were talking about this earlier, about what the inner layers of the
company.
No, the inner layers of the actual protests are for.
Yeah,
because there's this theory. And whether you believe it or not, that there are people out there in power that are trying to demasculate the American man. I mean, look, whatever side of that belief you want to be on, it was a week-long promotion. And it was to give away free beer.
And again, when there's
Why is this a problem?
Yeah. When there are bigger things at play here.
Yeah. It's not like they were saying, and that's also the funny thing about a lot of these easy jokes people are saying, where they're like, oh, look, I drink the beer and I'm not anything. Because it makes no sense what you're against right here.
Even more so that Trump Jr. actually released a statement. I immediately text Manny and said, I feel weird, because this makes sense. He was almost telling his people, yo, chill, because they be giving us money. They be giving us the most money, 60-40. So let's everybody just chill, and then Budweiser, or the president, whoever.
Anheuser-Busch, yeah.
Then writes a letter, which I think it was a cop-out coward thing to do, because I feel like it would have blown over.
Mm-hmm.
Because inflation, these people who are drinking Bud Light aren't gonna pay more money for IPAs.
Yeah.
Okay. So and they're probably mad racist and aren't gonna drink Corona. So yeah. let's just put anything with a Spanish name that are drinking. So let's be real. And they probably think they're too good to drink the Blue Ribbon stuff.
I mean, talk about the soundbite right there, right?
Right.
When Donald Trump Jr. is the voice of reason.
Yeah, he's telling everybody, chill. But I think the letter was a coward thing.
Reevaluate.
I think the letter
definitely
was a coward thing.
What Anheuser-Busch said was definitely a coward. It was a cop-out. And that was definitely bowing down to a master there.
Which is so stupid.
I prefer what Nike did. Because Nike came out and said, look, if we see anything negative on any of these pages, we're just going to delete you.
Yeah, that's it.
They're not even arguing it. They're just no, we're just not going
to
take it.
You're allowing these psychos to dictate your business. And again, there was three mass shootings and two terrible bills in Florida that I passed, or one passed and one's bigger things are at play here.
Yeah.
And we really, the fact that this is what was taking up the news cycle all week and continues is what's especially crazy about this.
It's pretty damn nutty. I think, what do you think? Is it as crazy as people buying the jerseys? By the way, the people bought the jerseys.
Guys,
just to destroy them.
You're giving the money to them.
Is it as bad as...
The money is already given.
Or as bad as buying Jordans just to destroy them?
The money has already exchanged hands with your enemy.
How about at these, recent, new weirdos, I'm talking about these book burnings. I'm sure they're buying these books just to burn them.
The money has already been exchanged with your enemy. You don't like something, just don't fuck with it. That's it. You're not really boycotting it.
Yeah, these companies got your money a long time ago, you guys. You gotta understand that.
I mean, what beer are you guys supporting? We want to know.
Yeah.
We already know what beer Manny is supporting.
Yeah.
Beep! Beep! That would have been funny. add that in post. Anyway, if you guys want to know what we're up to, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, at Bubble Bath Stories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This on IG.
And you can find me at Nikki Trends. And if you're looking to cop some official merchandise, please be sure to check out our website, bubblebathstories.co. Until next time, bye.